Blog Talk Radio.
Look at this face. I know the years are showing. Look at this life. I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes, they've never seen what matters. Look at this dream, so big and so better.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know. So many questions still left unanswered. So much I've never broken through.
And when I feel you near me, sometimes I see so clearly the only truth I've ever known.
So blessed with inspiration. Look at his soul, still searching for salvation.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
Mother's Day to all the amazing mothers around the world. May God bless you and keep you and take care of you. And I pray that we do that for you as well, because we love you so much and we're so blessed because of what you've done. You delivered us. You took care of us while we were in your womb, and you delivered us, and you just took care of us when we couldn't take care of ourselves. And we're so blessed because of that. And we're so grateful for you. Thank you. Thank you for, feeding us every day, getting us dressed for school, fighting for us, protecting us from our friends, and just loving us and talking to their families, and just being amazing moms, telling us about God, and every morning feeding us and dressing us and getting us ready for school, and then picking us up from school, and going on and on and on with your amazing motherhood. We love you so much. And it's so hard to tell you how much we love you. It's because it's just one of those things. I mean, Mom, I could tell you this every single day, and you're like, boy, stop telling me that thing. I don't want to hear it no more. And I do, but I do love you, Mom. And my mom is still here, and I'm so blessed because You know, she's 87 years old and she's still just feisty and doing her thing and yelling at me, where have you been? You haven't called me today. Oh, Lord, my mom is something else. And I love it. And so I'm so grateful. And I know that you guys have your experiences and your own, you know, we all have our own experiences as we have our own experience with our own lives, right? And so you have your own experience with your mom. And some of them are rough. Some of them are tough. And so it's one of those things that we have to just, you know, pray about and just be blessed in it. And so I just want to share another song that I think is another one of those. It was a tough one, but it ended up having a beautiful message to it. So here we are with a brother that came and he left us. He's gone, but he left us with great music. So here we are with Tupac Shakur, Dear Mama.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
Other fellas, little Sonny.
You drinking that wine? Remember the school?
darn age.
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were tired of it, man.
Better, better day. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there?
Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? In batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen. And I know here comes the fun.
Hey, bro, what color was you coming today?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But dig this here.
Yes.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
my man. Say, I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all on us.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And right. You go to jail.
Right. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was making more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I know your mommy cooked them good home-cooked ribs, baby.
The green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
Gotta let you know just what I feel.
How beautiful, how beautiful. Man, oh man, guys, we are just being blessed by this good old school music. Let's enjoy it together. I'm going to post some other pictures, but I just want you to post your pictures of your moms, guys. Come on, guys, let's kick off this Mother's Day week, all right? Let's just give it to the ladies. Let's give it to our moms for blessing us all of our lives, not just one day, but let's just give them, celebrate the whole week, all right? Come on, join me here at Solar Records Radio.
We are blessed.
Music, it is so good, and you know, we get to just really enjoy that music. It just rocks well, the lyrics are amazing, and we have a wonderful time in it all the time. So thanks, Old School, for blessing us with your music. It is so good. It's the real school, and we love it. And listen, I have to tell you guys, so it is Throwback Thursday, and so for me, I get this message from a friend, a childhood friend that I have not seen for years since high school. And he sends me this message, and I'm like, who is this guy? Who? And so y'all know I love Old School. Y'all know I like to go back here and hang out, and this is my thing. And I, as a matter of fact, I have a new song coming out called Marston Street, which is about my childhood friends and my street that I grew up on. And so I said, I got to see who this person is. He said, I was on your gymnastics team. I go, what? And so I said, let me see what he's doing. So I called him this morning, and man, oh man, I got to bring him on the line. Joseph, are you there, my brother? Joseph? I thought I had Joseph on the line. Well, let's see. Joseph is probably on the other. Joseph, where are you? I hear you running to the phone. Joseph, are you there? I can't hear you that well, my brother. I hear movement, but I can't hear you. Joseph. Hello? Uh-oh, I can't hear you. So, Joseph, just call back because you're not connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has to call back. I'm going to have him call back because for some strange reason. But this, so this is, it's strange because he is, I talked to him this morning. I was like, Joseph? I said, this is Wardell Potts. And he's like, oh, my God, you're the drummer. Yeah, and I grew up with you, and he started sending me pictures of us together. I'm like, good God. And so I want Joseph, call back in, man. You need to call back in so we could, let me see if I can get this brother. Oh, what's wrong? Some people are just, you know. Let's see if I can get him on. Let's get him on the line.
Hey, Potts.
Joseph, call back in. I couldn't.
Listen, sorry. I had to help the wife do some stuff here real quick.
Okay. Well, can you call in now?
It's going to take me a minute to get done with this. Can I call in like about 15 minutes?
Okay. Yep, call in.
Okay,
Take care of the wife. Take care of the wife, my brother. All right.
Yeah, I
got you. Hey, okay, so Joseph has some stuff going on with his wife, and he has to make sure she's okay first. So until we hear back from him, he'll call back later, and we'll chop it up with him. But I'm going to post some pictures of us. This is crazy, man. It's you know, Throwback Thursday is a wonderful time. I mean, we've experienced this wonderful era of great music, great musicians. People were doing their thing, and I remember growing up and wanting to be a professional drummer, and ended up, you know, hearing all these old school groups. They weren't old school to me then; they were just great groups, and I fell in love with them. But one of the groups that we did a great, you know, that we actually restarted their career is the Whispers. And so once, you know, the Whispers had already had a career. They had already done their thing. They've been out since 1965 or something crazy. They've been doing music for a long time. Yeah, this is 1965. These guys have been doing it. And so by the time I got to them, it was 1979. And we started their whole career all over with And the Beat Goes On. And we gave them so many up-tempo hits every year after that. And you know, and they started a whole new, like, wow, this is crazy. Look at us. We are. And they were just in shock when they received their records. They were getting gold records and stuff when they were on stage. And like, what? That's ours? They never received the gold record until we did And the Beat Goes On with them. And it has just been on and on ever since then. So now, you know, they're at a point now where every time they put a record out, they're expecting for it to be gold and platinum. They got spoiled, you know. But once we stopped, that was it. It was done. And, you know, Babyface did a couple of things, but it didn't sell. It was a turntable hit. Yes, yes. And it didn't sell. But you know, and I think it has nothing to do with the quality of the or the what kind of music, who's doing what. It had to do with the times were changing, and people stopped buying records because they were on YouTube and all this other stuff, and they were sharing the files and stuff. And so kids weren't buying records. And I remember saying to my nephew, go get my record. He's like, I haven't bought a record in 20 years. And I don't buy records. I'm like, what? So, yeah, kids just, you know, it's so the times have changed, and that's just the way it is. And that's the way it went down. And we were really, so that's what happened with the Whispers. But in the meantime, I want to play you some of the stuff that they did before I got to them. So here we go with the Whispers. This is called The Dip, 1965. Wow, I can't believe it. Here we go. Solar Records Radio, The Dip. We'll be right back.
address too. But you can't stop me from loving you. No, you can't change that.
I don't care.
Wow. Man, oh man, we are just having a great time here at Soul Art Records Radio. I hope you guys are being blessed and y'all are good and all is well with you. We love you so much and we're just so grateful that we get this opportunity to come together. This is right before Mother's Day, you know, and so we want to celebrate this whole time. Just bless mothers around the world. Love your mothers. Love your grandmothers. Love the women that have dedicated their lives to you, because, you know, even if they weren't as good as they could have been, it was still your mother. And so we want to make sure that we do what we're supposed to do as the children of them, as people that have descended from them. We want to make sure that we give them back what they deserve. They are so good, and we are so blessed because they delivered us. They gave us life. And so here we are. Now we have a chance to give something back to them. Let's do it together. Let's reach out and say, Mama, I love you. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful that you've given me this chance to live. I know it wasn't all great. I know we had our ups and downs. But despite that, you're still my mom. You are still the one who created me. You fed me when I couldn't feed myself. You changed me when I couldn't change myself. You guided me when I had no idea where I was going. And I will always love you for that, Mama. I will always love you for that. You took care of me. You helped me to become the person that I became. And I'm so grateful. Sometimes, you know, you have moms that just can't take care of the kids, and they put you up for an adoption, and then you end up in this beautiful place where you're really blessed and you're able to be the best that you can be. Then you can go back and say, Mama, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Mama. Thank you so much. You blessed me. You gave me up. You sent me someplace else so that I could be the best me that I could be. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you did that for me. You will always be my mom, though. I need you to know that, Mom. You will always be my mom. I love you. I love you so much. And so, guys, here on Soul Art Records Radio, we just want to be a blessing to our mothers around the world, all over the world. We love all of you, and we are so grateful for you. So just enjoy. Try to have a wonderful Mother's Day. Be blessed in this. We love you. Thank you so much for blessing all of us. All right. Amen. Amen. Jesus is good. God is good. We love you, Lord. Anyway, guys, so I want to play something for you. I think it's very special. I want to play you something from the history of Philadelphia. And I'm from Philly. And so I posted something about, Pat's Philadelphia cheesesteak. And my nephew was like, Uncle, are you in town? Are you here? Like, he's like, are you at Pat's Steakhouse? I'll meet you over there. And I felt so bad. I was like, no, I'm not there. I'm so sorry. I misled my poor nephew. He was like, oh, I thought you were here. And so I said, no, but I'll let you know when I am. I'm so sorry, baby. But, you know, he's in college and stuff. So he was like, I'll get in my car and I'll be right over. We're going to have a good time together. But that is so beautiful. So anyway, back to the story. So me being from the city of Philadelphia, being blessed to be from the city of Philadelphia, I want to play just a story of two men who did very, very well for themselves, Gamble and Huff, who ran the city of Philadelphia Records. And so I want to play their music for you, The Sound of Philly. They created The Sound of Philly, and what a blessing it was for all of us to just be a part of that. And so So let's just listen a little bit to the history, just a little bit, not too long. But we're in the halfway mark, so I want to do this. Many blessings. Check it out on Soul Records.
People always looking for a message, something, you know, we always said something that people, besides liking the dance to it, there was always something that they would like to hear.
There would never have been the sound of Philadelphia if it weren't for these two men whose hits with the OJs, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Billy Paul, and others defined one of the great sounds of the 70s, Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff.
Billy in the house!
When Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff first met in the early 60s, neither knew they would together define the sound of a city. With thousands of songs to their credit, they've earned Grammy Awards and hundreds of gold and platinum records. It's said that a Gamble and Huff song is played every 14 minutes somewhere around the world.
You've been so sweet.
So I'm just continuing a message that's always been here. What I'm saying is nothing new. Sometimes repetition, you need repetition in order to sink a message in. And the love and respect and understanding and dignity that I'm talking about is nothing new. It's something that everybody wants.
Met at the Schubert Building, which is now the Marion Theater, and we met on the elevator.
Little did we know, when we first met in that elevator at the Schubert Building on Broad Street, when I said, "How you doing? My name's Kenny." He said, "Hey, my name's Howard." I said, "You write songs?" I said, "Yeah, I write songs too. I write lyrics." He said, "I play the piano." I said, "Well, let's get together."
And him and Jerry Ross wrote a song called 81, and they wanted a certain feel that they wanted on this particular song, which was really a dance type of feel. So I could play that type of feel that they wanted, and that session was successful. So me and Gamble met with success.
We connected like magnets, a chemistry that I really can't explain, but I know that when I met Gamble, changed my entire life. We used to say, "Lord, if you bless me to get one hit, I'll be so grateful." Then after we got the first hit, we said, "Lord,
Gamble and Huff created a sound and musical vision that sent messages of love, empowerment, ain't no stopping us now, pride, strength, and the beauty of life through their lyrics and musical composition.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Oh, darling, we'll be together soon, real soon.
And now, boy, take away my trouble.
Enjoy yourself.
I thank God that I had a vehicle to release all that music that Gamma and I had in each other at that time.
I got everybody!
Wow, I mean, on and on and on, and it just goes forever. And you know, those guys are so deserving of it. My hat's off to you guys. God bless you.
a lot of words out there. I know none of y'all satisfied. The way prices have been going up on things. I was out of savings. I could barely buy a morning paper. Yeah. Had to cut down on smoking. Had to cut down on drinking. I sat down on my living room floor.
Open it up.
Guess what I saw? Saw the President of the United States. The man said he wasn't gonna give it up.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know
anymore. Well, don't you let nothing
Such a beautiful blessing, man. McFadden and Whitehead, both of our brothers are gone, but man, they really blessed us with a great, great song. And my reminds me of Leon Silvers on the bass. And so I just want to say thank you guys for blessing us. Anyway, guess who I got on the line? Joseph, are you there this time?
Yes, sir, my brother, I'm here.
Joseph is here, you guys. We finally got the brother. Anyway, man. So how you been? I can't believe it's Throwback Thursday and we are throwback. This is a throwback conversation. Straight
oh,
out,
yeah.
Man.
Oh yeah.
Straight. So tell me what happened. How did you discover me? How did you find me?
I was on Facebook, right? I said, you know, let me look up Waddell Potts. So I looked it up, and you popped right up. And I said, oh, my God, it's been so many years. I said, I got to find a way to get in contact with my brother. So I checked everything out and all that stuff, you know what I mean, and sent you a message. You replied, wow, like that. And, well, that's how I caught up with you, man. I said, that's the son from high school.
That is so crazy. So you said that you were Moon, and I said, okay, then I'll be Sun. Is that what happened?
That's how it went down. Yep. When I came to the gym, yeah, you know, you was there, and I learned. I got all my inspiration from you, Pops. I have to tell you that first of all. Okay. That's how I learned how to tumble, watching you, man. You know what I mean? And you saw me pick up in progress, and you said, Moon, that's your name? I said, yeah, that's what they call me. He said, okay, well, you call me Sun, and we'll be the Sun and the Moon on the team. And from there on, that's where it went. You know, it was great.
That's awesome. Man, and how old were we then? Like 16?
Oh, man, we had to be like around 16 to 17. Yeah.
Teenage
days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm older than you by a year. So yeah, that is pretty cool, man. So that was in 1974 to 75 when we got together. 74, probably 74.
Yeah.
And so here we are in 2023. And I could never imagine back then being here. It's like, wow, that was like, even just saying 2000s was like, oh, that's never going to happen. 2000s.
Uh-huh. How about that?
That's
ever so true.
Away.
Yeah.
And here we
are. Yeah, man. Yeah.
What a blessing. What a blessing. So man, listen. Just share a little bit about the gymnastics thing we did. What were we doing? I mean, so did I teach you anything? Were you what did you? How did all that? Do you remember our coach's name?
D. Felice. Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
We had Mr. D. Felice, and the other coach we had, Oh, his name is on the tip of my tongue. He came after the police.
Okay. Was he a black guy?
No, he's white guy, Italian. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
And his name will pop in my head shortly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is D Police still alive?
No, Mr. D Police is no longer with us. As a matter of fact, you know, by me working in the post office, you know, and I was talking to one of my supervisors at the time, and he just by chance knew Mr. D Felice. I was like shocked. I showed him the picture. He said, "Oh my God, Mr. D Felice, yeah." But you was a great all around gymnast, man. Everything you did was good. Your form was, I mean, more than perfect. You know. And I used to watch you moving around. I said, I got to be like this brother. And I tried my best. I know I had a lot of speed. I can tumble fast and jump high up. But nothing like you, my brother. You are outstanding. Your family, man, is you for that.
I know my sisters, we all were doing gymnastics. And now my niece is doing gymnastics, and she's amazing. I'm like, whoa. And this is my grandniece. And so she's like 11 to 12 years old, and she's just amazing to watch. I'm like, wow, look at you. You got it, girl. You have that, you know, she has that natural thing. I'm like, geez. And she's not afraid.
Yeah.
She's not fearful at all. She just goes for it. And I'm like freaking out, like, don't hurt yourself. And, but anyway, she's out there. Yeah, she's out there in Philly, man. So, but anyway, so you decided to leave a school, and you went into the service, and you've traveled all over the world. In 20 years you were in the service, man. Blessings to you, and thank you, first of all. I want to thank you for your service. Thank you for blessing all of us and keeping us safe. We truly admire you and appreciate, you know, your sacrifices and stuff. So thank you so much for that. How was it traveling like that all over the world?
Well, at first it was a little rough going in, but after my first tour in Germany, a place called Giebelstadt, that was pretty rough. But after that, I went to Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland, stayed there. Then I went to NCO Academy in Fort Knox, Kentucky. And after that, I went back to Germany. And then I did time in the reserves as an active duty person, supply sergeant. And I really enjoyed the military. You know, it gave me what I needed in life, you know, a little discipline, you know, how to respect others and stuff, you know, coming from the city back on those times, you know. But, you know, it also helped me help my mom, too, along the way. So everything turned out great. Yeah, man.
Excellent, man. Oh, man, this is so crazy, dude. So
guess what?
What?
Oh, that's right. No, I thought that was Donald calling. I was going to throw him on the line, but it's someone else. But that's okay.
Okay. So, yeah, this is just, I just want you all to know that this is my childhood friend, and his name is Joseph, and I'm just very proud of this phone call. I was very excited when I called him. I said, babe, I got to call this guy. I got to see who he is. He said we were in the gymnastics team together. And so I'm just so blessed. When I come to Philly, man, I'm going to, you know, look you up and stuff. Or maybe we can meet at Pat's Steakhouse or something in downtown. I think that's in downtown Philly, right? Pat's Steakhouse?
Yeah, that's South Philly. Yeah, South Side. That's, you got Gino's and Pat's.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd rather be. I think I'm gonna go. So someplace downtown. I'll meet you downtown someplace, and we'll just, you know, we'll just have a good time, man, and enjoy one another. And is Philly still there? Philly International, is that still there, or is it gone?
Oh God, I'm not sure about that. I'm just guessing. I'm quite sure they are. You know what I mean? All that silly good stuff. I'm quite sure. But I'm not positive. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Wow. So you became a great entertainer, man. I want to thank you, too, for everything that you do. You put the word out. Not only that, you give us some nice, relaxing music and all sorts of stuff. I'm looking forward to your audio. What is that, the audio book?
Yeah, yeah. So you, if you want to get the audio book, you just go solarrecordsradio.com and go to the store, and you click on the store button, and it's actually the first one. So there's one that has like three different books in it. And so the I'll explain the three different chapters. So you got chapter one that just kind of it talks about, you know, becoming a drummer, how I became a drummer, you know, and then, you know, how my mom and blessed me. And then chapter two talks about when I started my professional career in California with Leon Silvers and all those guys. And then after, you know, me talking about that, chapter three was when God really showed up in a situation. I was working with the radio station out there, and really God blessed me and showed me that he is there for me all the time. And so, and I, the whole story is really kind of intense. And so you could either buy all three and save some money, or you can buy, you know, one at a time. It's up to you. Just, you just downloading it in your, in into your computer. And then you, you know, you'll have the picture and stuff, everything right there. But once you download it, don't listen to it online. Just download it into your computer and then listen to it, because it stops. If you just try to listen to it online, it'll stop in the middle and then you have to start over. So you want to make sure you, be downloaded in your computer, and then you just play the whole thing, you know, or you can, and then you can just,
I have to have all three.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead, man.
Yes, I do.
And I do appreciate that very much. And in my songs, you could you don't have to buy those. You could go on YouTube and listen to them if you want. Wardell Potts Jr. and on YouTube, and I have my own channel, and you can listen to the stuff there. So, but man, many blessings, man. I'm so blessed because of you and your wife. God bless both of you guys. Continued success for you. I wish you all the best. You're welcome to come here to Solar Records Radio anytime you want, and thank you for being my friend. I really appreciate you.
And thank you too, Mr. Potts.
Yes, sir.
Thank you a lot. That really makes me feel good. Today is a real good blessing. You know, God's good all the time. Never forget it. Okay.
And my mom is still here. She's 87 years old. She's still here.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah. So maybe we'll get to see. Yes, maybe you'll get to see her too when we come in town. I think I'm going to come in town.
Okay, that'll be outstanding.
Yeah, I'm going to try to come there before it gets cold. Oh, Lord, I hate when it gets cold. So I'm going to try to get there before it gets cold. Gee, I hate that one.
Okay.
All right, man. Many blessings. I hope to meet your wife, man. God bless you. And take care of yourself.
Oh, you most certainly will. And thank you too. And thank you for having me on, okay?
Yes, sir. And you're welcome anytime. All right?
All right. Have a good day, right, man. God bless you and your family.
All right, God bless you. All right. Okay, old school in the house.
Old school, old school.
All right. All right.
Thank
all
you,
Ms. Bob.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. See you later. All right, guys. So that's our boy, Moon. That's my boy, Moon, from Philadelphia. And, you know, it's kind of crazy, man. Just being able to have that conversation with him, childhood friend, and they find you. They will find you. So you better do your best to be your best. And I'm just really grateful that he, you know, that he blessed me and stuff. And God, that's just crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But anyway, guys, we only got about, what, how much time? We got 24 minutes left in the show. And, wow, did I tell you how sweet it is. All right, guys, so let's get going here with our throw. We just throwing it back. We just having a good time and playing some good music and just kind of, you know, reminiscing together here on Solar Records Radio. What's up, Greg? Oh, tomorrow. That's right. Thanks, Greg. Tomorrow we have Stephen Shockley from Lakeside. He's coming on, and he is releasing his song tomorrow, and we are going to play it tomorrow. And his new single, it's called Flowers, and it's for Mother's Day. It's a Mother's Day tribute, so we're going to have a good time with that, all right? So get ready for that. Steve Shockley tomorrow. And he's going to be traveling to Georgia. So if he gets a chance, he'll call in to the station and stuff and say hello and tell us a little bit about, you know, what he's doing and stuff. All right. Okie dokie pokey. All right. Much love. Guys, let's get back to the music, the little bit of time we have left. And I love you so much. Thank you so much for being the best part of Solar Righteous Radio.
Oh! faced the hardest times you could imagine. Many times her eyes fall back to tears, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time a slender shoulder on the weight of all the fears, and a sigh of no one cares, still rings in the night silence in her ear. Let her cry. Possession, I would sit there from the garden to the mind.
Be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much, oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season, and that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby.
song, brother. Sing the song. My goodness gracious, what a blessing that is. Woo! Good gracious, guys, I'm telling you, that song is just like, it's deep in me. You love somebody, you love them unconditionally. That is the kind of emotion you express. It's like, I mean, he's down on his knees. He's like, baby, I love you, baby. Oh, my God. I just, you get a chance, look at the lyrics on that song. It's just amazing because women go through a lot of stuff, and there's things that they go through that it's no fault of their own, and they go through it to get to the other side of it. And a lot of times they don't talk about it. It's like the hidden treasure, like nobody needs to know. It's okay. I'm good. But you know what? But she can cry. You gotta let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her dream, for she's a child. Let the rain fall down upon her eyes. She's a sweet and gentle flower growing wild. So happy Mother's Day to you amazing mothers around the world. God bless you. Enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. Enjoy your kids enjoying you. Just be blessed in it and have a wonderful, wonderful time. And for those of us that don't have our moms here, God bless her. She is with her Heavenly Father. And just her memory is something that's so important. You celebrate her memory with your friends. And, you know, just my mom, she did this for me. My mom was here for me. She was always there for me. She loved me. If it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing this right. So thank you, Mom. You know, so celebrate her. Celebrate your mom, even if she's not here anymore. It's so important that we remember. It's so important. All right, guys, we love you here at Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you very much. Don't forget tomorrow, Steve Shockley from the original Lakeside will be here with us. And so we're going to chop it up with him with his new single for Mother's Day. It comes out on Mother's Day, but he's allowing us to play it tomorrow. So we will break it tomorrow here on Solar Records Radio. God bless all of you guys, and thank you for being the best part of Solar. We love you, love you, love you, love you. You all take care, and until tomorrow, be blessed and take care of yourselves, okay? Please, and remember to keep on loving me. I love you. Good night.
troubles part of itself. My baby,
my baby, my baby, baby,
my baby, baby, pretty baby. Half soul like a baby's lamb, and I love to run my fingers through it. I hope she sees me the way I am, but if I have to change, you know I'm gonna do it for my baby.
I'm gonna do it for my baby.
Personality contains more gold than anything in this world could hold. My baby,
my baby,
my baby, baby, my baby, my baby, baby, pretty baby. Enough gold in her personality for you not to shame. Golden girl, you belong to me. Yes, no, you gotta try. Take his claim on my baby.
Baby, my baby.
She's cute as can be.
My baby.
Girl's got a hold on me.
My baby.
Has a kiss so sweet. It knocks me on my feet. She makes my life so sweet. Oh yeah.
She's my baby.
Oh, my baby.